The two parshiyos, Matos and Masay, conclude Chumash Bamidbar, which in a sense conclude the entire Torah, because the first four chumashim represent the full spectrum of what Hashem wanted to communicate to us. The fifth chumash, Chumash Dvarim, is referred to as Mishneh Torah, a review, where Moshe Rabbeinu goes back and reviews with Klal Yisrael what their experiences were from the time that he met them, and even before that. So this is major significance, this closing on Chumash Bamidbar, which in a sense is a Siyum HaTorah. Parshas Matos begins with Moshe Rabbeinu addressing the leaders of Klal Yisrael, and he says to them, Zeh HaDovar, this is precisely what Hashem has commanded. When a person says Zeh HaDovar, it means he achieved such a level of closeness to Hashem that he was able to use that kind of wording, Zeh HaDovar, precisely. And this is what set Moshe Rabbeinu apart from all the other tzaddikim. And he uses this wording to introduce the topic of neder. Neder means a vow. And Rav Nosson Zal tells us that this mitzvah of neder teaches us, again, a number of incredibly important concepts in Yiddishkeit. Number one, we know that a person who studies Torah observes and realizes that a lot of things in this world are connected to the Torah. Wine, for example, we bring in Shabbos and holidays, at a bris milah, at a wedding, wine plays an important role in bringing a person close to Hashem, in opening a door to some of the holiest things in Judaism, Shabbos, Yontif, a wedding, a bris, and at the same time, wine can open a door to a stairway that leads down to the sub-basement. The greatest disconnect from Hashem, from Torah religion, can be brought about through wine. But you tell somebody, orange juice is in the Torah, they'll say you're nuts. I mean, with all due respect to Tropicana, and it's not in the Torah. It's not, I mean, it might have vitamin C, it might have all kinds of, but it's not in the Torah, right? And the answer is wrong. That in this week's parsha, we see this week's parsha shows us that besides all the items that appear in an obvious way in the Torah, such as wine, tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah, mikvah, all the different things, everything else just about, everything that's not mentioned in the Torah in any obvious way, is also included in the Torah in this mitzvah of neder, whereby Hashem has given a Jew the ability to emulate Hashem himself. We know when Hashem created the world, how did he create it? With speech. Bidvar Hashem Shomayim Nasu, with the word of Hashem, heaven was created. Uberuach piv kol tzivoam, Hashem says to the Jewish people, V'leimor litzioin amiator. I say to the Jewish people, you are my nation. And the Zohar HaKadosh says the word Ami, Ayin Mem Yud, is Ami, my nation. It's also Imi, you're with me, you're my partners. Just like I can create, you can create. Just like I made the Torah with my mouth, Hashem said, Anochi Hashem Aleikecha Lo Yilecha. A Jew says, this week I will not drink any orange juice. And suddenly he's added a 614th mitzvah to the Torah. You mean to say that I can actually add a mitzvah to the Torah just because I said it? The answer is most definitely yes.